Blog Talk Radio.
Your trouble ain't over. Your trouble has just begun. You're walking in shadows. Your heart is on the run. You may know who I am, but you don't know what's mine. Call me the devil. Call me by another name. You're looking for redemption, but you call me just the same. I know all your dirty secrets. I can't cause your greatest shame.
Thank you.
Money. All right, man, I'm back. Wow, man. What a night. This is Tuesday. It's a slow night tonight on BTR. Hey, that's just the way it goes sometimes in the radio business and podcasting from your house. But, hey, I'm cool about it. I don't care. Because I just do it. So I did it and got it done. So I'm here tonight with you, and we're just, I'm having open call night tonight, so call in if you want. No, fuck yeah, okay. It's your choice. So, you know, today I have realized there are much, much many Hillary Clinton supporters out there, me and myself being one of them, because I think Hillary is our man for the job. He's the guy who can show you only the truth of the perspective of thievery. So let you know, let that man in Hillary, or by Hillary Clinton. By Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and the Clintons and the Clintons and the Clinton clan. I'm sorry, I couldn't pull that off. It's pretty funny, though. Yeah, he's the man. Yeah, wow. What's next? Next, now serving number 45. Yeah, I think in Barack 44, something like shit like that. Baraka. Wasn't he on the 18th? Mr. T lost weight. Shit, damn it, man. But I don't know. Mr. T's still around or not. I don't know if he's passed away. I don't remember, man. Somebody was saying maybe not. Don't know. Don't have no idea. Wow. What a night. It's just a slow night. Just one of them evenings. Ain't much to talk about. Ain't been watching the news. Don't give a shit about the news. Just don't care. So if you could just call in with your love gift of $5, just a love gift of $5, I will send you one authentic, already been used toothpick. You'll get one of the original used toothpicks for the love gift of only $5. Now, if you add another $5 as a love gift to that other $5, which makes $10, we will send you not only the used toothpick, we'll send you a used Q-tip. So you'll have a toothpick, Q-tip, you'll have it all. So call in now with your love gift. And if you call in now, within the next 30 minutes, with a love gift of $15 to $20, we'll give you the toothpick, the Q-tip, and the toilet paper free. Absolutely free. 100% used to your liking. You can have short rolls, long rolls, whatever your desire is. Make shape model may vary. Depends on shipping costs. Shipping out there again, shipping, we just can't afford that. So shipping isn't free. You have to pay for shipping and handling. Handling's expensive. Handling that paper and toothpicks and Q-tips and all that shit is pretty damn hard and heavy. So you need to really donate a lot. You're deep in that pocket and get in there. So, anyway. And I'm going to give away this dog to the first person that wants it. The dog out here. He's for grabs. You take home what you need. You know, matter of fact, I'll drive him to you. Wherever you're in the United States of America, I'll drive the dog to you. Anyway. I'm just screwing around. Joking around, man. That's all I'm doing is joking around. It's Tuesday night. Shorty, come on, boy. Shut up.
interesting temperature listening to Mike? Sorry.
Don't make me get an argument, Doug. Don't make me get an argument with you. No. Son of a biscuit.
Didn't I say, boy, that's the
for the love of Pete. For the love of Frankenstein. I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know. Well, since I ain't found myself much to talk about, I'm going to flip this up at you. There you go.
Upon the sand of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy.
Just as we
have
Bachman and actually predicted that I would bring about the second independence. Now that's what Washington, Washington didn't do that.
Jesus Christ would not vote for Barack Obama. Christ would not vote for Barack Obama because Barack Obama has behaved in a way that is inconceivable for Christ to have behaved. Jesus Christ would not vote for Barack Obama. He supports a lifestyle that the Bible calls an abomination. Mr. Obama says he's a Christian, but he supports the destruction of innocence and
children. From his early years, all the way to years, or his older age, when he becomes time to laugh, don't be a God king. He's God, his people God. When he comes to know, he's God, who died at that stage.
You might ask, how could a first place almost 100% happen to elect a foster like this one? The truth is, at the beginning, Hitler didn't look like or talk like a monster at all. Talked like an American politician.
And we've seen Obama really come into his own, really grow into maturity as a dictator. He said many times at the beginning of the year that he was just the president, that we had divided powers. He said three, two times that he didn't have the authority to just make laws. By the end of the year, he was telling his friends, I changed the law.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress.
So how do I ask one?
On my own. Change the law on my own. And believe me, right now dealing with Congress, the idea, believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting. Not paying attention is the fact that I just took action. Change the law.
Now, no, Obama can't do that. He can't violate congressional law because he feels like it, like he's on the border, and guns, and power plants.
But it's this image that has folks talking. It's a picture of Adolf Hitler and the symbol of communism, a hammer and sickle. The word for you, Comrade Obama.
Adolf Hitler was the present blessed head of the National Socialist Party in Germany. So there is a connection between President Obama's meaning, the very well-documented beliefs for socialism.
One-time Alaskan governor, Sarah Palin, has solidified her status as the leader of the radical right wing, likening President Obama to Adolf Hitler. In a tweet Thursday, Palin endorsed an article by conservative columnist Thomas Sowell, which argues that Obama's establishment of a BP escrow fund would result in the administration embracing Nazi-like dictatorial powers.
Georgia Republican Congressman Paul Brown says he fears President-elect Obama could establish a Marxist dictatorship. Brown said in an interview Monday, quote, it may sound a bit crazy and off base, but he's the one who proposed this national security force. That's exactly what Hitler did in Nazi Germany. It's exactly what the Soviet Union did. He's showing many signs of being Marxist. You have to remember that Adolf Hitler was elected in a democratic Germany, end quote, Paul Brown.
That Obama, his powers are so unprecedented that even congressmen now are saying Obama is enacting dictatorial powers by saying that, yes, I'll follow some laws, but overall I'll do anything I want. And he's already used dictator-style powers.
We've got Obama. He's no longer a U.S. president. He is now a dictator. We are now a transnational union. And unfortunately, as of today, Obama is now a dictator.
Down to, I believe, worldview and ideology. What is the worldview that you hold? We see that Barack Obama has probably one of the most radical ideologies of anyone ever to occupy the White House. He embraces the ideas of a economic Marxist who believes in full-on redistribution of wealth. But he also embraces the worldview when it comes to foreign policy of essentially a one-world government point of view, where he is not as concerned about United States sovereignty. He's very willing to see the United States power flow into world organizations.
Absolute power, which is as corrupt as it ever gets. In studying dictatorships, which I've done since I'm about 18 years old, I've never heard a dictator say he's doing anything illegally. Never. Even Hitler said that everything he did was within the law. Did you know that? I mean, our National Action Network president, Barack Hussein Obama, said he's going to act within the law. Mussolini said he was acting within the law when he violated the law. Hitler said he was acting within the law when he needed some living space for the Germans, the Liebenstrasse, the Liebenstrasse. He wasn't invading Czechoslovakia because he wanted to conquer Czechoslovakia. He said he had the legal right to engage in getting some living space for the German people. That's so everything's legal. Pol Pot did it legally.
So the dictatorship doesn't happen overnight. It took 5 years, gradually, little by little, to escalate up to a dictatorship.
Obamacare is a horribly, horribly written law. And as much as President Obama believes he can do whatever he wants, the Constitution says otherwise.
Maybe Obama is simply doing whatever he wants.
He's rewritten 30 or 40 different parts of Obamacare by administration elsewhere.
George W. Bush did the exact same thing with Medicare Part B.
No, he did not.
The exact same thing.
Those laws.
This is something we ought to be really, really troubled about, don't you think?
You are exactly right. It is one of the most profoundly troubling aspects of the Obama administration. Is the degree to which this is a lawless administration. We've never seen a president who picks and chooses the way this president does.
This is entirely lawless, Tuscan. The fact that nobody is talking about this, the executive executes the laws. As you say, this is another example of Obama rewriting the law unilaterally, and nobody is complaining.
Understand, President Obama cannot legally do what he proposed to do yesterday, and the media let him get away with playing. He can't fix part of a law that he doesn't like fiat. Our president is not a king, is not a king.
If Congress won't act soon to protect future generations, I will. I will direct my cabinet to come up with executive action we can take now and in to reduce pollution, prepare our securities for the Constitution. As often protested, but his flag is not where it's to understand the corrupt defense. The submarine of greater pro-power. So, the entire design of his new world order. For example, I have in my possession a secret map made in December. By Hitler himself, by the planner of the new world order.
President Obama calling for a new world order.
celebrate extraordinary scenes in Berlin tonight. The thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver a key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. Democratic presidential paper laid out his vision for America's place in the new world order, saying he's speaking as a proud citizen of the
world order that I think all of us like.
And the foreign international order that we have worked for generations to build. This, as the president pledged to shape, quote, a new international order.
President Obama called for a new U.S. role on the world stage.
We have to shape an international order that can meet the challenges of our generation. The international order we seek is one that can resolve the challenges of our times.
But Kissinger said they are preparing Obama to create this new world order. Now, I have a lot of stock in what Kissinger says because he's a member of the secret guy with Bilderberg. Here's Blair and Brown, the Prime Minister of England, saying we want Obama to go and have a part in the peace process. And you see, he comes in decently, Daniel 11:24.
Hitler was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 1939. He was nominated by Brandt, a member of the Swedish Parliament, the man with a dedicated anti-fascist, and he made him
on the job, and he's now a Nobel laureate. Ceremony at Oslo City Hall, President Barack Obama joined the exalted company of Nelson Mandela and other countries, cited for re-engaging America in global diplomacy. It is peace prize came days after he ordered thousands more troops to war in Afghanistan.
And the title is Obama, First U.S. President to Chair UN Security Council. Some unprecedented news, folks. Never in the history of the United Nations has a U.S. president taken the chairmanship of the powerful UN Security Council. Perhaps it's because of what could arguably be the constitutional prohibition against doing so. Constitution be damned. Barack Hussein Obama has decided to put himself in the driver's seat.
We know the president can refuse to defend the constitutionality of a statute, even one that he signs into law. Mr. Speaker, that is a lot of power. What are we to do when that amount of power is not enough?
You're not seeing what this is? He's setting himself up at the top of the pile of the New World Order. New World Order. That's what this is. This has never happened in the history of the United Nations.
Barack Obama is the first president to chair the UN Security Council. That by chairing that meeting, which is unconstitutional and against the law, Barack Obama is literally in charge of all the armies that are associated with the United Nations. Consider that.
The only people who don't want to disclose the truth are people who don't want to. Let's face it, there is one issue on every reporter's mind, and that is 2016. Apparently, some folks really want to see a pot-smoking socialist in the White House. We could get a third of our term after all.
Hello?
Hey, this is Barack. Listen, I need to know if you're on board.
Well, yes, I guess I could. Because
I'm counting on you.
I've been trying to help.
Because I'm counting on you.
Of course, I don't need anything to help.
Okay, good.
It all comes down to you now. It all comes down to you now.
If you look at people who ran for president for three terms, it's Teddy Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and Obama. And they all have certain things in common. They are all populists. They all spend a lot of money on the people. But the enormous power for Obama, of course, is going to use that power and all that leverage to propel himself into a third term.
Well, reality, that's all. He can only have two terms.
Stop it.
love my work. But under a constitution, I cannot run again. I can't run again. I actually think I'm a pretty good president. I think it's a great time to quit. But I can't.
Well, I'm a little bit disappointed for the laughter game and for the support really was. But first, I am a little disturbed that our president thought it necessary to say three times that he can't run again. But his most perfect statement is claiming that he could win a third term. Why is it so frightening? Because it's so much closer to the truth than anything else he said to me.
And for the president to come down and use this argument he used to basically, look, if you don't change the law, I have a right to break the law, what's he going to do next? Is he going to say, I want a third term, and if Congress and the American people don't change the law, I'm going to put martial law and just use that as a justification?
Well, this is Barack Hussein Obama. Maybe in his third term, Obama would become the first president since President Lee Roosevelt to seek a third term, and don't think this power hungry dictator won't try this, even though this bastard has failed miserably. Since Hillary is damaged goods, maybe the Democrats and these slamming liberals just may try this. He has no intention on trying to stop the deficit. That's not his, what he came in office to. He came in office to help destroy America, help destroy their dollar. And he's doing a fine job of doing that. And this idiot wants to get him for a third term. This man may be suicidal. It's up to us, the people, to get Barack Obama out of office. Because we have no representation in this country. And any idiot who's advocating a third term for Barack Obama needs to be locked up and institutionalized.
We could get a third Obama term after all.
You think I'm joking? What has God shown you that will happen in the future?
He showed me that if Christians don't start praying more than they ever have, even the churches become the house of prayer, this next election,
presidential
election is not going to take place. It's going to be suspended because evil's going to arise and some disasters are going to happen and some things are going to be put in place and the president's not going to be removed. He's going to stay in. And these things are going to happen and they're going to be very bad if we don't get a hold of God.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States. The office of President of the United States.
And you,
the President of the United States. The President of the United States.
And you.
Also, education was nationalized. Very Christian. Literally overnight.
We are no longer a Christian nation. We are no longer a Christian nation. We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation.
Dartmouth Elementary on April 8th. The sixth grader pulled out children's materials with free reading time.
Then she said, Giovanni, what book is that?
That's what he says. The teacher asked him twice to put the Bible on her desk, and he refused.
The student says it's unfair. He was talking about religion in class, while other students were talking about sex and drugs, and he was the one sent to the principal's office.
A Kansas seventh grader banned from handing out event flyers at school because her flyers contained some Bible verses. Meanwhile, the school is fine with posters about dead rappers and drugs, but not a flyer that includes a Bible verse.
But surely, this is not a fascist takeover of our educational system, is it? If that were the case, America would have to be living under a de facto fascist dictatorship. Unfortunately, that is exactly what we are living under. Obama has altogether dispensed with the rule of law, proclaiming often that if Congress won't act, I will. Obama has all but dissolved the legislative branch of the United States. We are living under a fascist dictatorship. How, then, does Common Core fit into the Obama dictatorship? Lenin famously said, give me just one generation of youth and I'll transform the whole world. Now let's see what happens to one of Hitler's children. Kindergarten. Little Hans learned the fairy tales of the new order, the new order, the new order. The distortion of this tale has its purpose in molding the young Nazi mind. Hitler becomes Hans's icon.
Because Obama has sparked the indigenous meeting.
Because Obama has sparked the next farm.
Because Obama has sparked the next farm today. Because Obama has sparked the next kill group's name. Because Obama has sparked the next farm's newer.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Plans to Hitler's extermination policies, or President Obama or his political political allies as Nazis. Why do you continue to support a Nazi policy? As Obama has expressly supported this policy, why are you supporting it?
The president's broken health care promise becomes labeled the lie of the year. The winner for what they call the lie of the year.
First of all, if you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. Nobody is talking about taking that away from you. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan. If you like your health care plan, you can keep that too. If you like your current insurance, you keep that insurance. Period. End of story.
Was he intentionally misleading, or was there some argument that he was grossly mistaken?
Could Kiffer's horrible deeds that he did be ready to be repeated? Could that be? Could it be?
I have had three Jewish women in their late 80s, all of them were Holocaust survivors. One was 5 years old when she personally met Hitler. He came out of the truck, out of his security vehicle, walked up to her, put his hand on her, and said, what a beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed Aryan girl. She was Jewish. She accepted the Lord. These three women said to me on three different occasions, now this has happened in the past 3 years. It's 1933 all over again, and America can't see it. Nazi Party took over the banking system. They took over all regulations. They regulated what you could eat. They regulated the top table you had to have in a restaurant. They took over the health care system. Germany had great health care until Hitler socialized. Mm. And they went through 15 things. And I can't go through all of those, of course. But they went through these are women who survived the Holocaust. They went through 15 things that said it would blow your mind. All 15 are happening right now in the United States.
We also have gun registration. Oh, we also have people that have guns. But the government says the guns are very dangerous. Children are playing with guns, hunting accidents happen. And we really have to have total control states. And we have criminals again. And the only way that we can shrink the criminals was by a serial number of guns. So we do the 41 to the police station and we register our guns. Not long after. It's more difficult. The only way that we don't attend to get in time, you find the gun in the police station, and then we don't have any crimes anymore and any accidents. And if you don't do that, capital punishment.
So, the UN gun grab follows State Department plan. This is going to get scary. The UN arms trade treaty that has been identified by observers as a flagrant threat to the Second Amendment, in which Barack Obama is determined to sign, has its roots in a 1961, you hear that, 1961 State Department memorandum, which explains how the United Nations will oversee complete disarmament of all the people under the ruse of preventing war. Are you hearing me? That's what they're talking about. They're going to take your guns under the ruse of preventing war.
This is a president playing God. This is what the UN and Bilderberg and all this is about, is the new royalty saying they have diplomatic immunity, they are above the law. No, you are not above the law.
Look what's going on, though no one's paying attention. And years ago, we spoke about the gun control hidden in Obamacare. Guess what? Quietly, while no one's paying attention, Obama has signed executive orders for two new gun control laws.
The president's saying he's above the law, saying he can open the borders if he wants, he can change laws, he can sign executive orders to restrict power plants or sign executive orders to go after guns. This is tyranny.
And the people fear the government, that's tyranny. But when the government fears the people, that's you, the Tea Party. That's liberty. Keep your guns and buy more guns. America is still a Christian nation, no matter what Obama says. I am an optimist. God is still on the throne.
You don't have that much time to take away American guns, declare martial law, and put hardworking Americans in FEMA camps.
If you're going to do that, you better get started.
President Obama signed an executive order claiming the right to incarcerate persons in the Guantanamo Bay military prison for the duration of their natural lives, even after acquittal. You heard that correctly, after acquittal. Following upon President Bush, President Obama has claimed the power to punish people even after a jury has found them not guilty. No Western government has ever claimed the power to do this. Not the King of England, not Hitler, not Stalin, not even the Russian and Chinese communists.
President Obama today proposed something new, something called prolonged detention.
I have not really
generally forget the mistakes of the past. Citizens who had caught up in Hitler's Nazi Germany hardly noticed the gradual development of extremism, mainly due to high emotions and dazzling propaganda. But history often repeats itself. Plastic problems, detention centers, armored checkpoints, and armored military vehicles are still well-documented facts. The United States military claims cells of guillotines located in Fort Lewis military facility. The latest revelation of Obamacare sanctions death by guillotine, code ICD-9E-97 paper, where Obama was open
public there. It's full of endless surprises. Yeah, you want to go Google Obamacare ICD-9. Yeah, that's one of the many hidden treasures within Obamacare. And what ICD-9 is all about, it's the code that confirms execution by beheading. Okay, that's within Obamacare. That shouldn't come as any kind of a big surprise to anyone, considering that that's what they do in that part of the world. You know, they cut people's heads off. And Obama is from that part of the world. And that's what he's got built into Obamacare.
The guillotines show that Obamacare is not about American health care. It's about global health care. But it's not really health care. They've got to have some kind of a political structure so as to be able to kill anybody they want to in any nation on earth. They've got to get every person on the planet involved. And health care is the best idea that they came up with because everybody's going to need health care sooner or later. So the guillotines are in there, and we know that the guillotines is implemented by the World Health Organization, which is International Office of the United Nations. So this proves doubly that Obamacare has nothing to do about American health care, it has to do about global health care.
They call it a residential center, but it looks a hell of a lot more like a prison to me. Double fences, floodlights, lights, barbed wire to keep people from getting out, and at the Navy. Guess I don't see you. Each one of those is a separate office, staffed on top. There's probably about 20 to 25 per staff. How many staffs? Literally hundreds of them. And you can fit fortifies, bird, and plastic coffins. Basically, a giant body. Tens of thousands of coffins. Officially, they're plastic breeding. The bodies would pile up, the military would pile in, and the concentration of the end gates would open. So you're telling me there is one big camp in the United States?
There are.
Why is it in the bill? What is the value of that? It's a lot of building FEMA tickets, doesn't it? The particular bill that we're talking about. It's a bill. 6 FEMA camps are built within the United States. How can a bill state that there will be 6 FEMA camps built in the United States? And I think people that are. I think those are our locations. Or if there's a disaster like Katrina, I think that's what it is. Not as kind of a conspiracy or anything to round up citizens.
We have films of children playing on the swings and slides and stuff. And this one technically falls up.
Where have we heard that?
ESPN's is spoken by young and old. Rich is poor. Rich is poor. Rich is poor.
Because of the small and great riches poured free and formed to receive a mark of their right hand for their part.
A lot of people don't know, but there is the availability. It has everything got to do away with all everybody's health care system. It doesn't have to put a chip, it's called a health care chip, with all your information in your life. That's all the scanners will have to be right here. So, people need to wake up. See, we're not, we're sleeping. We're sleeping. And I don't know that America has to know that way.
2009 in the month of May, the gentleman said, I've got to tell you this period that's just happened to me to freak me out. I just flew on a plane with a man who was in on the board of the American Medical Association. Do you know what he told me? He got in a conversation and he's not a Christian. He said that the Obama administration was going to force health care in because they have a chip that's going to be put in the right hand or the forehead of everybody taking the health care system.
The mark of the beast. So many people talk about this being biblical, prophetic, and many people realize that it will probably come in the form of an RFID chip. I want to show you what it states in this bill. And this is what they've already passed, guys. This is what they've already passed underneath of our noses while no one's paying attention. They have passed the mark of the beast legally. All they have to do is get it in you. This has been hidden in this healthcare, Obamacare bill this whole time. And they have passed all of these smaller bills along the way while no one has been paying attention. This is an urgent warning for everyone out there. Everyone out there that believes that this mark and this tracking system is coming, whether you believe it's biblical or not, it's in my belief, whether you believe in religion or not, it should not stop you from believing the fact that this government wants to tag you and track you. And it's true, and it's real, and it's right here in front of you. This is all the evidence you will ever need to know that it's already implemented. All we are waiting for
is Antichrist. This is the most famous chapter in the whole Bible, Revelation 13, about the Antichrist. Now, in verse 16 to 18, it's talking about the mark of the beast. I'm talking about the tattoo. I'm talking about the racial frequency identification.
I'm just kidding. Hey, man, you heard a lot of this shit. Yeah, well, the end's coming, it's over, hood. Fucking history, it's over.
Yeah, man, ain't nothing new.
Hey, look here, I'm cool with Obama, going for a third term. I want Hillary to be, I want him to get rid of Joe Biden and put Hillary in there.
Well, you can't call him that, you gotta call him King Cobra.
King Cobra.
That's the Cobra Command. That's King Cobra.
Yeah. All right. Well, the king.
King of Obama.
Yeah.
One thing I don't get is just, America, I see it, I don't give a damn. I ain't drunk tonight. Americans are stupid.
Yeah.
We're the stupid country in the world. We are. We got all the best shit. We got all the best. We know this and know that, but we can't even control our own government.
But our heads swelled up too much. They fed us all this fucking letting shit fatten up the hogs, and that's what happened. That's what they did. They fattened up the hogs. Us, the people. All this easy shit we got nowadays, man, we ain't got to fucking work no more. Shit. You got a computer, you can make money. And they can watch you make it. You know what I mean? They watch everything you do. They want that much control over you. Privacy is a thing that's gone. It's been gone for a long time. You walk outside of your fucking house, you're on a camera. You're on a camera in your house. Your phone's got, most smartphones have two cameras, front and back. And they're still left taking a selfie at my fucking self. I'm going to take pictures
take a selfie.
Yeah. I mean, come the fuck on, Jesus, man. Who gives a fuck about taking pictures of your fucking self? You're the jail.
I'm going to take
your tail. When he's in jail, ask how many motherfuckers. I know you all been to jail for this to my show. You've been to jail at least once. I know you have. Here's the fucking deal. Did you ask that motherfucker that was taking your picture at the jail for the goddamn wallet size? I did. He told me nothing about it. But that sucks. But our local county jail, you have pictures up there, and I saved a whole bunch of people. Like, no.
their mugshots. They're funny as hell. I think it's great. But they stopped doing that shit. God damn. What the fun?
That's the only selfie I don't take.
Well, I don't take selfie pictures of myself. It's retarded. What the fuck is the point?
It's called egotistical. It's called egotistical. People are so stuck on themselves that they think they're going to get a bunch of likes, or they're going to become famous, Facebook famous, YouTube famous. It's just a big distraction.
Yeah, big time. Big time. Did you hear the first part in that clip about the Obama young military shit? You know, they're doing in these schools. And the songs and shit. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it a couple of years ago. Yeah. Trying to get the kids all into it.
I hope the fuck that ain't real. Fuck. That is fucked up.
Well, we got one more year to find out with them.
All these schools
shootings, that's just a big distraction, too. Some of them might not even be real.
Well, you know, the one thing I like about FEMA camps is the big plastic, you know, four body buckets, you know? You know what I'm saying? You've seen them, right? The plastic fucking casket liners. I hope they use recycled plastic, because I hate to see good plastic go to waste. You know, why do you need plastic anyway?
You could just put them in big industry furnaces, man. Like furnaces almost the size of a football field. Pack them up in there.
What the fuck's the problem?
We're going to have bad technology.
Hell yeah.
We do it all the ashes.
Fuck yeah, we cook motherfuckers a lot faster like in a microwave. Nah. Just go boom. Nothing but ashes.
You probably could do 20,000 people in probably 50,000 in a week.
Yeah, just take all that fucking ashes for a backfill for the next subdivision you're going to build.
You're going to need a bulldozer to move all that ashes out that furnace. You're going to need bulldozers.
I had a vision of that shit, man. I saw a bulldozer. 22 minutes to call in. We're going to overtime. If not, just me and my good fucker, I'll probably quit at midnight. My time. But anyway, you got 22 minutes. But, man, yeah, it's crazy shit. I mean, the more shit you hear, the worse it gets, man. But it is true. I mean, the fucked up part about it's true. I see it, man. You watch it happening around. People are starting to get uptight and kind of, you know, people are getting uptight, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, the people are getting uptight. They're liberal. I mean, not liberal. They're patriots. But we need more patriots. It's probably 2 or 3%. Mm-hmm. I'll say 10% of patriots out there know what's going on.
Right. Right.
The other ones just garbage people that don't know, they don't care, they don't want to know. I feel sorry for the generation behind me, but the kids don't.
People don't really care about it, man. They don't. That's the gospel truth. They don't care. They don't know. They don't care. They don't, you know, just don't give a shit. Oh, well, it's going to happen. Lord wants me. He'll come get me.
Yeah, that's what my God told me.
Might be coming to get you, motherfucker. You know what I mean? It might be sooner than you think. That's the problem. And that's where people don't seem to get it, man. I don't know. But there is a question, what do you do? What do you do, you know? It just don't seem like enough people can get together at one time to do one fucking thing in this country anymore. You know what I mean? That's the fucked up thing about it. Now, if it's stupid shit, they'll all show up for it. You know what I mean? But not doing the right thing. That's the saddest part about it, man.
Well, you know what you can do?
Do the right thing. But no, let's all get together and vote on fucking Dancing with the Stars. That's what we need. You do make sure we all get together to do that. That's much more important than anything else. Yeah, you need to vote.
You go get you a Russian flag and you put it out there in front of your house.
A what?
Okay. A Russian flag.
A Russian flag. Okay.
Because just do it, man. I do have a UN flag or something out there. So they'll just bypass
when
your house.
When people call me up, you know what I'm saying? Friends of mine call me up, so I can know it is. They call me, I'll say, Hi, Obama.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I do it all the time. It's funny as hell. But I don't know. It's just, it's the banking system, everything's all fucking all fuckered up. And they're hiding a bunch of shit from us and doing a bunch of stupid shit. You know, this mandatory health care, gay rights, like, they're throwing shit out there, like, fucking, you know. And how in the fuck is the Supreme Court, can they pass a law? You know, force a law. I don't get it. You know what I mean?
How can them old motherfuckers even write the executive order and sign it, they old ass?
And they say, and they said, you know, the thing that really got me, man, was they said the fact of, you know, it's legal. Obamacare is legal, and so is gay marriage. It's all legal. It's all okay.
See, they want me to get Obamacare. I didn't get Obamacare yet, but they're saying I'm going to be penalized each year and it's going to go up. I said, fuck you, let the shit go up. I don't give a damn. I'm not paying $400 a month, and I don't even get sick like that. I'm just throwing away $400 for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I go to hospital, let them die. I have a bill for $100,000. Fuck it. Shit. Raise my bill up. Shit, I don't give a damn. I ain't paying it. Fuck that. Health care should be free for everybody. You shouldn't have to pay for none of that. We're supposed to be the best country in the world. We shouldn't even have that. I know some people say, well, we got to do this to do that to balance out the budget. I mean, Canada, they got free health care.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. All of this is a big scam and a scheme that has been going on for, I'll say, before America was founded.
It's gotten so big it's falling apart. I'm telling you. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, like right now, you know, I'm dealing with a collection agency, man. And, you know, the guy kind of talks shit to me, and he goes, I don't want us to talk about legalese. I said, I'm not talking legalese. I'm talking facts. Show me the contract, brother. You're a third party. You're not a party to this contract. You weren't invited. You know what I mean? I don't care if you bought it. You bought it. You're stuck in fuck. That's it. You know, you bought nothing. You know, because one, I'm not obligated to you. And our to the other party, without my consent, go and give it their hat, sell their hat out to you. You're not a party to the contract. And they hated me, man. Dude, the guy's like, hey, but man, you know, blah, 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 blah. Don't, man, don't even go there. Because it's not going to turn your ass in and sue you for money. Let's hear it, dude. If you guys call me back, it's $5,000 for the first 1 second consultation. It's $1,000 a minute thereafter. So if you call me again, you know the bill. You understand terms and conditions. You spoke and agreed to it. So, and I got it recorded just like you for quality purposes of insurance. It was a fucking lie. You hold something against me in court or some shit. Well, he said this on the telephone, sir, Your Honor. Well, come on. Don't tell me that fucking bullshit. You know, no. That's a motherfucking lie, too. I don't believe your bullshit. So guess what? I am recording you, fucker, because this is my phone. I own the phone number. It belongs to me. You called my fucking world. You know what I'm saying? I didn't call your world. You know what I mean? So, that was that. It was kind of fun. I like fucking with them, you know. I had one call, I had one call me one time. And every time he said something, I said, yes. That's all I said. Yes. Are you going to play this bill today so you're going to take care of it? Yes. Oh, okay. You use credit card, MasterCard, Visa? Yes. I seen it on YouTube, so I had to do it. I did the same thing.
I got one that called. They call me, but they're not a collection agency, but they're trying to get in my computer, but they're foreign guys talking about, well, we did some of Microsoft a couple months ago, and we want to give you your money back, but we need to get in your computer to do the something. And I play around with them. I'm a troll. I said, hold up. I sit on the phone with them like 20 minutes telling me what everything to do.
Yeah.
And when I get to them, in part, I'd be like, my mama porno showing. How do I take that off? My mama porno keeps showing. He's just sitting there like, huh? Your mama porno? I said, yeah, my mama porno keep coming up. How do you take this off? I said, start all over again. Let's do it again. Shit, I got a bunch of time on my hands. Let's keep going. And after that, he's like, cussing me out. You motherfucker, fuck you. I'm going to fuck your sister and your mother. That's how you get them, you know. Don't get mad at them. I started trolling their ass. I need to put it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah, they're doing that big time from overseas with scams, and a lot of people fall for it. They'll let them, okay, hold on, I'll go on my computer. I'll let you get in there. Shit, once they get in there, all your shit gone. You ain't hear about the hackers that hacked into Homeland Security?
Right,
the guy,
right,
two guys? You heard about that?
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
There's a flick out now on Netflix, Rise of the Hackers. Hang on a second, man. Talking said, ever wonder why terrorists are kidnapping Russians? I never caught into too much of that. Can you send us the answer to that, brother? I appreciate that.
He said, what, terrorists kidnap Russians?
Ever wonder why terrorists are kidnapping Russians?
Oh, I never thought terrorists would kidnap a Russian. Don't mess with no Russians.
Yeah, well, here's the what it says right here.
Yeah.
Notice that the illegal immigrants will be given Obamacare, free college tuition, but nothing has ever been mentioned about our veterans. Of course fucking not. That's old trash. Fuck it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. They're not going to get nothing. World War III is about to start. Why are we worrying about school and education for?
I think we're going to get popped with a fucking EMP. I think that's going to happen.
See, what's going to happen first is that the mass is going to get nuked.
They're going to hit with EMP. They're going to fire a fucking rocket. They're going to do a nuclear explosion up in the atmosphere, cause the EMP to fry our shit, and say it was an act of God.
Are they going to do it to ourselves and blame it on North Korea? Because North Korea got a satellite they put up in 2009 that goes across America, I think, over 25 times a day. It's a secret satellite. Because they probably got the EMP already shot up, where they shot up in 2009. It comes across it was about 20 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talks about that.
No. No, of course not.
Because you got to have a civil war, too. Bankers and all these elites got it to flare up. It's going to flare up in Syria first and Ukraine.
Right.
That's why I say what? Syria is not a central banking. Ukraine, North Korea, and Iran. Them countries are going to flare up and start World War III. Iran already said he's sending troops to Syria. Man, all that shit is going to flare up at once.
Well, Syria's too small a country to worry about. You can burn that fucker off and be done. You're like burning up a warp, you know what I mean? Syria's a little country. That ain't shit.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing.
Because the bankers are just...
Anyway, we got
they
12 minutes left, folks. So, y'all want to call in, you better get it done. You know, that's
I'm talking falling off, man.
Yeah, it's fucking dead. I keep trying to revive this dead horse. I'm trying to revive this dead horse, but it helped me, man. 718-508-9813 is the station number. Call in now, operator standing. Well, I have your credit cards ready. So, yeah. We got like 11 minutes and 43 seconds up.
7 minutes to blow my mind up.
Or you want to hear me talking shit and blah, 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 blah.
It's too many sensitive people on Block Talk, man. You got to have thick skin,
I know, well,
man.
That's why I want to change my format. Didn't you hear my announcement I made the other night, man? You should have been
there.
No,
I didn't miss it.
I'm changing my whole complete format. I'm going to quit being a fucking dick and an asshole. And I've came to the conclusion I'm going to do a Christian show.
A Christian show?
Yes. Yes, I'm going to do it. Because that's what everybody else seems to be doing on Blog Talk Radio. You know
Christians
I mean?
And psychic shows. Why don't you do a psychic show?
Yeah, I'll be a Christian psychic.
a Christian psychic ape. Don't you?
Non-denominational psychic. And I had Cleo as my guest, as my guest host. Remember Cleo? Remember that lady on TV?
Yeah. And Sylvia Brown?
I guess, whatever name was. She got busted apart. It was funny, though.
Call me now.
I could tell you the future.
Most of them are frauds anyway. What they do is call.
That's it. That's it. 718-508-9813 is your psychic network hotline. Call in now and I will help you. Oh, yes, Michael. Look, here's the future, bro. Hang it up. I just fuck it over. We're done. Forget it. Fuck it. Quit. Stop now. Fuck it. You know, you have no future. It's all bleak from here. It's over. You know what I mean? You're going to have to live Obamacare, the food stamps, whatever, no more electronics. So, that's your future. It's $7.99 a minute. that was the biggest racket ever. They don't know. They no more of that shit anymore. No more calling things like that, you know?
No, and if you did do it, like, if you was a psychic, they and you get on one of them networks, they taking all your damn money anyways. You'd probably be making $7 an hour.
Yeah, but it's fraud, man. It's fraudulent, some motherfucker. It ain't right. There's no scientific facts that this shit really works. There's no proof of it. You know,
hold on, I'm summoning up Archangel Michael right now to give you a reading for you, Ron. Right now, he's coming to me. He's got some questions for you to ask you. I see you, Ron. You was outside of your house yesterday. You were standing on the porch, and one of your dogs was standing there.
I didn't get out of bed yesterday. I was suffering of a massive hangover. That's why I never left the house. That's a lie.
You told your dog. What is that in your mouth? The dog had something in his mouth. I don't know what it was. Was it a rat or what?
It did. Right, yeah. Exactly, yes, man. That's really what happened yesterday. You're exactly right. Fuck, man. You know what you're talking about. Fuck, yeah, man. That's crazy. Let me get out my credit card. Hold on, man. Can I get a couple more minutes, man?
Get your credit card, Ron, because I know what? Right now, you get your credit card. I'll help you with a spell right now to get you more money than you ever wanted in life, Ron. Just go ahead and get your credit card and sign up.
Sign here now. Sign.
This woman on Blog Talk, she's a psychic, but she got some things called pixie dust. I called her on the show one day. I said, what the hell is this pixie dust? Do you got something for my nose? She hung up on me. She got pixie dust.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man? You fucking me all right now if you dick your bitch off. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, psychic. Well, you know, that movie Leap of Faith with Steve Martin in it, you know what I mean? Like, Faith Hill.
Oh, yeah, that's a prime example.
Like Benny Hinn. That Benny Hinn motherfucker, gray-haired fucking Indian or whatever the fuck he is. You know, on TV. You ever see him?
Benny.
It'd be nice just to walk through people and push them over. I get that. I can live with that. That's all he does. Walks through and pushes them over like a heel. Touches them in the heel. Get the fuck out. That bullshit goes in it.
You run up and down the aisle going crazy.
Yeah, push them over. Push them over. Yeah. Everybody's jumping around dancing and shit. Why did it show up mega churches? Them mega churches, that's a fucking racket. And that's a sweet scam. I mean, that's the best way to steal money.
Hell yeah, they got a lot of racketeering going on and stuff in them churches.
Oh, man, dirty motherfuckers, man. Dude, seriously.
They probably come into church at nighttime and fuck in there. Have
all kinds of orgies and shit. Well, they popped motherfuckers doing that shit. Well, Jimmy Swagger, they caught that motherfucker in a car twice with hookers. You know, he cried on TV. God please forgive me for being the women and prostitute. My Lord Jesus, save me and help me. I hope my followers forgive me and keep sending money. He's crying. But then he sobers up and cleans up what the fuck he's doing. Blah, blah, blah. Quit messing with hookers. Got another gig going on, you know, trying to save his shit and everything going. Next thing I gets caught in the car, two more hookers. I said, well, Jimmy, damn, boy, don't you got to find a better hiding spot. Jimmy Swagger,
crazy.
So, you know, then he always priests and molest all these children and shit, too. Come the fuck on. That's it. You know, I can deal with a hooker, but I can't deal with kids, man. That can't happen.
Yeah, you fuck with kids now. I like kids now. I love kids. I mean,
that made me have a totally whole different look at Catholic religion. You know what I mean? No.
Like when the Pope came, kiss my baby. Hell no, I don't know where that Pope mouth been at.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's like money, you don't know it, man.
Don't bless my baby, no.
You can commit that motherfucker.
You don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'll own the Golden Cathedral, motherfucker. I'll own it.
Hell yeah.
Well, it looks like we're around time. Everybody's calling in. People must have really partied the fuck out over the weekend. Jesus. But, we've got like 4 minutes, 4 to 6 seconds left to go. So.
The weekend for me is every day. Fuck it. If you only live once, party every day. Yeah.
Well, that's right. Absolutely. I'd like to do it myself, but I'm a busy man. I got shit to do. work, people, bullshit. Man.
Working is overrated now in America.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. It's more like underrated, Michael. There is not
very
much work. But I mean, there's work out there, but not enough to make the price of living too fucking high. Employers can't afford this shit. They can't, you know, it's not fucking easy, man. It ain't
shit, the small towns are getting into the work. The small towns and states in America, they're getting into the worst.
Well,
like, I live where we got like 100,000 people. There ain't no jobs. I mean, it just.
Yeah, too much
for
the load.
Be a crook.
Can't make that. Well, yeah, that's right. Be a fucking crook. Might as well.
Go work for Wall Street.
Well, that's the same thing, kind of. Only that's a legal crook. Become a politician. That's the answer, man. You got to become a politician. It don't matter if you're a criminal or ex-criminal. You can run for anything.
It don't matter if I'm a Satanist. You know, just suck it, shit. I'm a politician.
Hell, right now, a Satanist should get in here with the Illuminati. Fuck, you fucking go not even call your name out there.
I got a Illuminati shirt. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, Illuminati.
Your initiative.
Sounds like an Italian dish.
With the all-seeing eye in the middle.
I want some spaghetti and some Illuminati and, some meatballs and shit like that. You know, you talk about, man.
Most people don't even know who the Illuminati really is. That's a front name.
Well, Illuminati, I thought it's illuminating life. They illuminate. Illuminati. Illuminati. Illuminati.
Let's talk about the McDonald's thing. Yeah.
Right now, if you get a hold of a Illuminati siding company, we will put the aluminum siding in our Illuminati. So aluminum siding by Illuminati siding window covers. You call us right now.
Hey, Ron, make sure for Christmas you put the all-seeing eye at the top of the tree now. Remember, you do that, right?
Oh, yeah. The eye.
Yeah, put it on top of your tree.
Uh-oh, another caller called in. Uh-oh, this is scary. Bring him in. They kept their finger up at me, but I'll put him in there. I'm into victimizing. Welcome to the Victim Show. This is your host, Victimizer. Merry Christmas. Heil Obama. Vote for Hillary.
Hollowing the name Obama. Let him win. Let Obama get a third time. Fuck it. Shit, can't stop it. Let him get a third time. I hope he gets it. I want him. Americans need a rude awakening, man. 9/11 did it for a couple months, and they stopped. Well, the last 6 months, 9/11, people kind of got
America is
kinda,
too rude to be rude awakening, motherfucker. They can't do that,
They're going to have it when their babies are starving to death on the side of the road.
But when people say, I'm so surprised that that fucking actually happened, I'm going to smack fucking... I swear, you got to be fucking kidding me. You know, it's just surprising things like this happen.
Yeah, man. I got an Obama 2016 sign out there in front of my yard. Obama 2016.
While you're alive, they didn't burn you out of your house yet.
It's kind of like that movie Crazy. You know that movie The Crazies?
I don't remember it much. I know of it. I don't remember it. That's how I fucked
but
up.
You do remember the movie, The Day After Tomorrow? It's like a early 80s movie where all, like, the Central America where you at, they got nuked.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
Was that Satan
talking? I don't know. But check this out. I want to talk to this thing here. Bought this today. And, no. It is not Santa Claus reindeer fucking.
It's Satan coming. Satan's going to come and drop you some of them satanic crosses that the Pope holds in his hand. Nobody pays attention to
this shit. It's a song, man. Here goes. Here comes Satan's cross. Here comes Satan's cross. Here comes Satan's cross, Lane. No, this is a tambourine for my top head. I don't.
He got demon reindeers with red eyes. They ain't got Rudolph ain't got no red nose. He got red eyes. and all their antlers are on fire. All the antlers on fire. He ain't in a sleigh. He's
he's jet propelled. Well, guess what? We're running out of time. So anyway, it's been fun. Do it again tomorrow night. No, I won't. Not tomorrow night, I won't. I won't be here. I won't be around tomorrow night. I got something to do. I'm going to go stay the night in a motel with another woman. That's my job. So, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to watch Illuminati videos.
Yeah, watch Illuminati videos, yeah. I want to see about the Illuminati, aluminum side.
Aluminum side.
Good. If you get a little side against all day, we'll get to the port side for free. Illuminati side. Illuminati aluminum siding. That's for its awful name. All right, man.
You'll have
I'm going to blow this camp.
All right. Take care,
all right, you have a good one. I'll see y'all later, man.
All right.
Peace.